The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
My God! We are ready for the football!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
If you see a beast, like, you should run, because the beast is really scary.
Bang Cartoon Radio Hour!
Super Bowl 46 ends on a devastating note for the Patriots.
What's the score?
In a 21-17 loss.
Haha, you lost.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Greg?
Well, he's awfully high.
Don't be so mad at Tom Brady.
I hate him, though.
Oh, my God, yo!
Why are you so mad at Tom Brady?
I hate him!
Don't the sparkle!
Some bullshit, yo!
I wanted the package with the Super Bowl, Megan!
Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house right now!
You are sick!
You know, I'm very thankful. First and foremost, I gotta thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, stop it!
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah! I can only eat so much poop.
I'm tired of watching crap!
I'm throwing up poop.
I only react to what I see with my eyes.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
The Cowboys beat the Giants, the first team in quite a while to win the Super Bowl and lose their opener.
I love Tony Romo.
Tony Romo!
I love Tony Romo.
And we've got a tremendous array of talent here for you.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
When I'm down, the bread or sad. I'm
trying
to Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Take that, mother.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
Kevin, look at him. There's Cindy Wright. He's under it. He's got it. Touchdown. Seahawks! Holy smoke! Unbelievable! Sidney Rice from 46! A beautiful rainbow!
Scrambles up the middle, breaks the tackle. He's to the 30, 35, 40. Up the sideline, dribbles. RG3, electrified! All the way! Into the end zone! RG3 for the touchdown!
Amazing.
Can you believe it?
And there is your dagger!
Sixth touchdown pass for Aaron Rodgers.
Kick by Bryant is away, and it is good! Drive home safely!
Good snap, spot down, kick on the way, it is up, and it is good! Fire up that jet, the Lions are coming home with a victory! They come from behind to beat the Eagles.
In overtime,
Ryan.
Lindell, ready. Snap. Ball is down. Kick is up. And it is good. And the Bills have won in Arizona.
Left hash, 51, to win the game. Snap and hold. 51. Long enough. 51. No good from 51. And the Ravens win 31-29.
Oh, that's funny.
God.
Well, I don't want to hear it. You know, you had a bye week to get ready for this team. They can't stop the run at all. Ray Lewis's career is over.
You know, and it was funny because earlier in the game, they had a chance to kick a 52-yard field goal. And they did the, you know, they tried to draw them off sides and it failed. So they, you know, got the 5-yard penalty and punted. And I'm going, why do we have a field goal kicker who can't kick a 52-yard field goal, or you won't even let him try one? You know, that's ridiculous. A 52. I'm watching Bryant kick a 55. I'm watching Feely kick a 61. We can't kick a 52-yard friggin' field goal? Really?
That dude Zerline kicked one. They sent him out there to kick a 66-yarder, and he probably would have hit it from 75 if it was over the right just a couple of feet.
Dude, every field goal that guy kicks would go 70 yards.
Oh.
It's unbelievable.
We're going to see a 65-yarder, 67-yarder within the next couple of years.
From him. From Zerline. Yes, I agree with that.
Probably. He missed his first two kicks, and my son was crying the blues. I was like, man, what are you complaining about? But I'll tell you what, man. Billy Cundiff's available.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go for that. I will say this before we get started. I remember last week I was making fun of Brandon. Well, we made fun of Brendan Iambandejo before, right? Because he was out speaking on gay marriage and whatnot.
Right.
And I made fun and said everybody should go to Google and look him up. Well, those Google pictures, I'll stand beside them. They do look like they're from a coming out magazine. But on NFL.com, there's a picture of him and his wife and his two kids.
Right.
So he's either way down on the down low or he just likes putting his picture out there.
Yeah, probably.
So there, now we can't get sued by Brendan Iambandejo.
What was it? Is it Cluey, the one from Minnesota? Mm-hmm. The other one? Yeah.
He's got a hot wife, too.
Yeah, he's not gay.
He's got a hot wife, too. I'll tell you what, we played the Vikings this week, I'm sorry, and every time he came out to hold for a field goal, me and Max were laughing. No, Chris Cluey.
Well, they probably have a friends or family member, you know, that's gay, so.
Well, they would have to. Cluey has to.
I don't care. Well, I'm Tom. Opinion. He's John. It's the Bank Cartoon Radio Hour. We got some new Sam Huff clips coming up. Also, LT has advice for Tim Tebow. Yes, we're talking about Lawrence Taylor is going to advise Tim Tebow.
Oh, hell yeah. I can only imagine how that's going
right.
to go.
Tom Brady is just a man, John.
He is?
He is. Oh. Yep, he's just a man. Stephen A. is very, very upset today.
Get the hell out of here. Let me check my calendar. Yep, it's fall. He must be upset.
Right. A whole lot more on that coming up. First off, talking about the Cowboys, just briefly here, I want to play this clip from Michael Irvin because Irvin talked about when he was with Dallas and how they would practice and why it helped them win games. This is unbelievable. I mean, you know, Michael Irvin's my all-time favorite Cowboy.
Right.
And people think I'm crazy for that, but I'm sorry. He was the heart and soul of that dynasty in the 90s. And he was the first one on the practice field, the last one off. And if you didn't give 110% in practice, he would kick your ass.
I hope you're playing that real lovey-dovey violin music behind you when you're talking so starry-eyed about Mr. Irvin.
Hey, don't. Don't.
All right.
But I'm only playing this because he's going to give us another sound effect.
I like him. Now that he's retired, I'm fine by saying everything about him that's right. He was a great player, and I like him on TV.
But what he says in this clip is funnier than hell. I didn't know this. And he talks about what they would do in practice to get, you know, to get at each other and get ready for the game. Listen to this.
What I would do is always start issues in practice to make sure we have a good week.
What do you mean by that? What does that mean?
Fights, Michael.
I know you're going. We got dead practice because we're playing a sorry team. I'm telling James Washington, when Alvin Harper runs a slant, you crack him in the head, right? And he hits Alvin Harper. Now the defense is mad. I have Charles Haley and Troy Aikman. They're all yours. We have great practices, and then we go win games.
he's got his guys, you know, the team purposely starting crap with each other and taking cheap shots at each other in practice to get them pissed off.
He's probably because he's betting with one of the. He's probably betting with Joe Avezzano about who's going to beat up who.
I used to go into the locker room and I would hide Alvin's cocaine. Used to drive him crazy.
He would, yeah, Tom, I'm telling you, he would start all kinds of stuff. He would send gay hookers over to Troy Aikman's house and then call Skip Bayless with an anonymous tip.
Right.
You know, he did all kinds of stuff like that.
Michael, your thoughts?
Oh, man. You know what?
Never get tired of that clip.
I never get tired of listening to him, although I must say he hasn't had too many sound effects this year. He's been kind of watching it. Maybe there's a director or something in his ear that's a listener of our show, or somebody turned him on to the director of the show, and they're saying, look, Michael, you got to stop with the sound effects. These two idiots are making fun of you. Look, just let him do his thing, man. Let him be himself.
Right, exactly.
Right.
You know, and you know, we don't, as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's a tribute to him. I mean, don't, you know, he shouldn't
Absolutely.
Be offended. We love him.
Here's the bottom line. Look, because I know a bunch of people look at me kind of cockeyed when I try to tell them what this show is. And it's like this. You football fans that are out there listening to this, you don't need us to tell you how good of a player he was. You know, on these shows that they have on Sunday that we're making fun of, you don't even need to listen to them because they're just telling you shit you already know.
Right.
Right. Right, they really are. I mean, you know, even though Irvin and them, they give good insight because they've got a lot of experience, for the most part, we are fans of that depth that know this stuff, okay? So, you know, the hell with what he's saying, listen to how he said it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I mean, you know what? I've been watching pregame shows since Brent Musburger started with a "You are looking live," you know, and Irv Cross and whatnot. So I've heard it all a million times.
Whenever I talk to people about this show, you know, if they ask about it or I'm telling them about it, I say, look, you don't come to us for stats and analysis.
Nope.
I am an analyst, and my job is to analyze football and make comments.
That's right. That's his job.
Exactly.
Our job is to make fun of him doing it.
Yes. Right.
I'm tasting what you're saying.
Right. Have a sampling there,
buddy. Oh, man. I got to give it up. Props for the genius move of the week. All right. What do you do, John? What do you do when your quarterback leads the NFL in turning the football over? The solution? Fire the defensive coordinator.
Fire the defensive coordinator. Of course, Tom. That's the way it's supposed to be. Look, they had, I know we're talking about Michael Vick, and they had him walking around training camp, or I've been walking around the facility all week last week carrying a football, right?
Mm-hmm.
With people trying to knock it out of his hands.
Oh, they did.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
That's how terrible they are.
Well, right.
Andy Reid called him in there and said, look, he fumbled twice this week. What the hell were your boys doing last week? You're fired.
I mean, talk about a scapegoat, man.
Michael Vick had a tray full of lunch in the lunchroom. He had his football in one hand. He had, like, you know, a salad and a glass of milk and whatnot. They, four of them tried to get the ball and tackle him, and they couldn't do it.
Yeah, that was the Steelers coach in the movie The Program.
Yeah.
Omar Epps.
Omar Epps. And now look at that. He's the real coach of the Steelers.
Yeah. So, yeah, Castillas. Juan Castillas is out in Philadelphia. Now all their problems are solved.
I'm nothing but a scapegoat. It's just ridiculous. You're going to go fire me and tell everybody it's my fault. You know, I don't even know if I'm really fired, because even though he told me that I couldn't coach the defense anymore, he did tell me that I had to make sure his car was washed and that the bushes were nice and trimmed. So I don't know who's going to sign my paycheck this week, but I'm assuming somebody's going to be doing it.
Right.
Poor Juan Castillo. I mean, yeah, he has no business being a defensive coordinator in the first place.
I know.
But maybe they could let him go back and coach the offensive line, because he's getting killed. Vic is getting killed, man. They're all over his ass. Maybe that's the problem.
Every other play, this guy's getting blown up.
Andy Reid's like, okay, who wants to be the defensive coordinator? You, special teams coach. No, how about you, wide receivers coordinator? You're the new defensive coordinator.
Hey,
who wants to be offensive line coach?
Hey, receptionist.
Yeah, the receptionist.
That's right. It's for receivers. Get over there. Candy, get your ass out behind the phone and get over there. You are now the new receptionist coach.
Hey, there might be a spot for your quarterback in the NBA, by the way.
Who's my quarterback?
RG3.
He can do anything. There's a spot for him anywhere.
Well, you know, this guy's got flops, man.
He was amazing with his flops.
Yeah, they even asked him about it.
Do you think he did a good sell job on that penalty, the roughing the pass?
I mean, he hit me good. I mean, come on, man. It wasn't like a basketball flop, but you know, I definitely I sold it pretty well. And, I mean, the ball was clearly gone, guys. So now, you know, it was a great job of me and the ref being on the same page.
I love the way he's laughing about it. I like your quarterback, man. I can't help it. I like your quarterback.
He's all right, and he did flop, because I didn't even realize that's what you were trying to do, was get me to set this up. Sorry, I'm all over the place.
Oh, that's
but
all right.
E.J. Henderson, the ball was gone, but E.J. Henderson just kind of stuck his hand out. It wasn't even, I mean, dude, I could do this to you on the stairs, and you wouldn't even think twice about it.
Right.
Just walking past you. Oh, hey, what's up?
Right.
And Griffin fell down, man. The flag came out. I was laughing in the house. Hey, you know what? I'll tell you what. I have seen so many times that shit get called on my defense. It's about goddamn time I have a quarterback that they're watching out for. Usually, Patrick Ramsey, they're looking at the babe in the freaking front row. They don't give a shit about him.
Right.
How many times did he get hit?
Right.
He got shell-shocked, right? They don't care. So, we've had like 20 quarterbacks since then. They are Rex Grossman. Who gives a shit if he gets
right.
hit? But Griffin, Subway, those people are like yelling at hockey. Like, look, you want to make sandwich commercials? I can get you in there, but you keep him alive.
Well, I think this quarterback's going to stick for a while.
Jason Pierre-Paul is running his mouth.
So you don't have to. You just keep replacing punters. You don't have to worry about the quarterback.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. Our special team's actually been playing pretty good lately. I got to give them credit.
Oh, no. Here we go.
They have been. I'll tell you what, man. Credit due where it is. I don't know what turned it on, but on coverage of punts, they have been cracking people. They have been cracking the shit out of people. I like it. So I'm going to knock on wood.
I had an idiot at Washington. He's still there, actually. He's gone through, I think, 8 punters. Danny Smith, can't stand you.
No bad karma this week. We're playing the Giants. No way, man. We're going to make a big play on special teams this week. That's right.
Woo! So, staying on the Redskins, Governor Allen.
Yeah. This is, he's running for governor. He's former Governor Allen of Virginia.
Right.
Republican governor. And this is George Allen's son, mm-hmm. our former coach, right?
Yep.
And Hall of Famer. And Bruce Allen, our general manager, is his brother. So, you want to talk about an overachieving family.
Exactly.
And their sister just wrote a best-selling book about George Allen, the coach.
Well, really. Allen can count, we found out.
He's a Republican whose math adds up, Tom.
Right.
Would you say Virginia, I mean, it's always been Redskins territory, hadn't it?
Yeah, it is. There was one guy, he's been going to games for 49 years. After this year, it'd be 50. They're very loyal fans.
Yeah, there you go. I'll tell you what. Tim Kaine's fact checkers are like, oh, shit, he's got us on that one. Damn.
Oh, we can't prove that one wrong.
Going to games for 49 years after this year, it'd be 50.
Now, if he was a Democrat, you could prove him wrong, because all you have to do is say in the Old Testament it was 49 years and then 53. You know, you got to at least have a point there, but not this way. You know what? On the way home, from what I understand, Governor Allen broke into a homeless shelter and washed a few pans to get his picture taken. Jesus. I had to beat it before the cops showed up. Yeah, I got to listen to him doing play-by-play during the game on Sunday for about, I don't know, 5 minutes. He's calling plays.
He's in there with Sam Huff?
He was in there with, yeah, really. Sam Huff was in there. Sam Huff's going to vote for him. That's what he told him on the way out the door. I'm going to vote for you. Hope you win.
What's the score?
he probably thought Santa Claus was in there. Look at that. He lost a lot of weight.
And he probably called him George.
Yeah. Probably did.
The American Football League used to be a joke to the NFL. No longer.
That's right. Not anymore. Hey. So anyway, Governor Coach Allen, is Sonny going to start today?
Here's a new clip from Sam Huff.
Inside handoff, Alfred Morris has running room up to the 29.
Boy, he came through there like a big fullback, which he is. Yeah. He was running fast.
Now for 218 pounder.
Didn't he say that last year about somebody else that weighed like 200 pounds?
Yes.
Everybody's a big fullback to Sam Huff.
Wow.
They're running in the middle. They're a big fullback. Here he comes. You know, you can see Sam Huff at the radio station Christmas party introducing his wife. Honey, this is Bill. Bill, this is my wife. She's a big fullback coming up through the middle there.
He was running fast.
Right.
He was. I'm telling you. Whoo.
He came through there like a big fullback, which he is. He said,
which he is. He's 5'9", 218 pounds. Deion Sanders was bigger than him.
Jesus. Okay, here he's going to explain the defense.
That solid defense up front, you know, where the team is throwing the ball, the defense is trying to stop the run.
Hey, there you go. That's good defense. That'll fool them. You just let those wide receivers go. They won't know what happened to them. They're expecting us to cover pass. I have an idea. Fuck that. Let's cover the run. That's good defense for you.
Very tricky. Very tricky.
That's right. Whew. Burst a couple capillaries in my head for that one.
Let's see. Well, here's another one.
Yeah, I mean, he ran right up the middle, picked up some yardage. He got tackled, but at least he got hit.
What the hell? He's just
He got tackled, John, but at least he got hit.
At least he got hit. It's not like last time when he tackled himself.
Yeah, you know, he's short but fat. That's, yeah.
You know, it's like an instant that the Sam starts to talk. He has an idea, and it's gone before he gets the third word out of his mouth, so he doesn't know where to go from there. So he just recites things that he knows about what he just saw. Oh, he ran hard up the middle there. He got tackled, but hey, at least he got hit. Because, you know, if he didn't get hit, then he wouldn't have been tackled, and I wouldn't be able to tell you about this play.
You know, I just thought of something. If you receive the kickoff the first half,
right?
Why the other team should be
they
able
get the
to
second
the
half.
Second half.
I love this guy. I'll tell you something, Tom. If the guy goes down the field and you can throw it and he can get it before it hits the ground, he should get to run with it.
Well, who made that damn rule?
Right.
Get the commissioner on the phone. Hurry. Here's a dime. Go call him.
It's all because of that new commissioner, that damn Tagliabue.
Pete Rozelle.
Pete Rozelle. Get me Pete Rozelle on the phone.
Right. You get him up here right now. I got to tell you, during the game, they pretty much ignore him now. When he says things like that,
you can tell.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I don't even put things in around it that is in context of what he's saying, but they do. They just let him talk. I think sometimes it's like the freaking director down in the truck just takes his finger off the mute button for 30 seconds and then puts it back on.
He's just the crazy old man in the corner. That's all. You know, just ignore him. Just pretend he's not there.
Hey, well, you know what, Tom? Tell you what, he ran out there and looked like he was going to get tackled, but hey, at least he got hit. Hey, it's football, boy. You know what I'm going to do next time? Next time, I'm going to record every time he goes, that's a good game, right? Because I'm telling you, it's like 7 times a game. He'll just stop whatever he's thinking because he doesn't have anything left. He'll go, tell you, it's a good game today. And I don't care if it's 38 to nothing. It's a good game out there.
What's the score?
Right.
Yeah, I'll give us like a little fucking montage of him telling everybody how great the game is.
All right, let's see here. We got some upset Cowboy and Eagles fans calling into some radio stations here. We'll start. I just got one Cowboys fan here. We'll start with him after the Cowboys lost to Baltimore.
But Marcus in North Dallas wants to go off. Marcus, you're on the Ben and Skin Show.
The Ben and Skin Show?
Ben and Skin. I don't know. I was flipping around on the internet radio dial here this week. I was trying to find some stuff, and I found Ben and Skin. And on that same station is Nate Newton. In the afternoon, and he's
ESPN affiliate in Dallas? Or,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, ESPN Radio in Dallas. Whatever.
Was that the ticket?
I guess so.
I think.
In the middle of the day, I had to shut it off because Cal and Cowherd came on, and it's just no way.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
But Marcus in North Dallas wants to go off. Marcus, you're on the Ben and Skin Show.
Man, let me tell you, Ben, I'm glued to the TV, man. I'm standing up right in front of it, man, in the defensive lineman position or linebacker position, and I'm watching this, and I'm watching how smart. You know, football is not just only come with physical play. You got to know how to think just like on the basketball court. 14 seconds left on the clock. Okay, they need to be thinking about it. Getting that kicker a little bit closer, a little bit closer. The kicker is even saying himself, are they going to get me closer? Are they going to get me closer? Now they don't get him closer.
You have to think, Tom, like you're on the basketball court. Don't try a goddang three-pointer when you only need to. Do a layup.
Are they going to get me closer? Are they going to get me closer?
Hell no, they ain't going to get you closer.
Look,
I'll tell you what's funny is that he says in the beginning that he's standing there in his defensive lineman position watching the game. He's getting ready to hit the TV.
To tackle it. Oh, man.
His wife accidentally invited her cousin over. Never mind. It's not really. It's not how we usually watch TV. Yeah. Oh, hell.
Well, the field goal was plenty long enough. It just hooked a little to the left, man.
That's how it goes. You lose Super Bowls that way.
Yep.
Or you don't get to go to them for that reason.
Right.
But Jerry Jones still seems to think that they're going to the Super Bowl. He said so today.
Oh, God.
I still think we can do it.
They better stop committing a minimum of 10 penalties a game.
I just think everybody's just as sexy as could be.
All right, let's see. We got an Eagles fan here.
It was a pathetic job coaching and the personnel, the moves they made. Juan Castillo, come on, man. You ruined this guy's career. He'll never recover from being a coordinator on this team. Never. He's done. And Marty Warner, like, he's the bum. He's a palooka. He lost his want to fight that guy a long time ago. It's ridiculous.
That's a word you don't hear enough, huh?
Palooka. You know what a palooka is.
I know what a palooka is, yeah. A palooka is a great word for it.
He's a palooka.
He's a palooka, John.
He's a palooka. Let me tell you something. You ought to hire that fella. That guy's a bee's knees. That's who you ought to hire. The Cat's pajamas. Let me tell you something. Mandy Reid used to be the Cat's pajamas. Now he can't even fit into a woolly mammoth suit.
I just love their accents, man.
And it isn't like they're a bunch of schlemiels.
Right. They're not a bunch of schlemiels. They're palookas.
That's right. They ain't schlemiels. There's palookas out there. He's That's Marty Morningweg. He's a palooka.
He's a bum. He's a palooka.
1945 up there in Philly.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's an Eagles fan.
Hey, all you're going to get out of that guy is a bunch of guff.
Here's the Eagles fan. He wants to bring back all the old good players to be the coaches.
The thing you got to do is get the Andy Reid's going at the end of the year. I thought about this last night. This is what you have to do. We have a young club. I'm looking till next year. You got to get a coaching staff that has a bunch of winners on it. So the first thing you do is you go and you get Spagnuolo from New Orleans. This is what you do. You get rid of the coaching staff. You make Deuce Staley the running back coach. You make Trey Thomas the offensive line coach. You make Brian Dawkins the defensive secondary coach. You make Wilbur Montgomery a coach. You bring back winners, guys that have that feeling, that burning desire. You make Ike Reese the special teams coach.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because those guys all won a bunch of rings, right?
Yeah, you bring back Wooders. Wooders.
Right.
You make Brian Dawkins the defensive secondary coach.
Okay.
That's right. You dig up that there Steve Van Buren, teach people how to be a fullback. Just why don't you keep going back? Chuck Bednarik can teach people how to play the linebacker. Make him a coach.
The first thing you do is you go and you get Spagnuolo.
Number one.
Right. That's number one.
Number one. That's number one.
Okay.
Can make Brian Dawkins the defensive secondary coach.
That's number two.
Uh-huh.
And number three,
can make Deuce Staley the running back coach.
Spagnuolo. Spagnuolo's going to look around. He's going to say, well, wait a minute. You know what? I'm in New Orleans, and thank you anyway.
Third of the way into the season, and this guy's already looking to next year, he said. We're looking to next year. That's what he said.
Of course. We're looking at next year. Might as well get all these old players in. Yeah, look at that. Look how Dallas is doing with that Jason Garrett. He used to play for them. They're doing great. He's a palooka.
He's a palooka. Jason.
Yeah.
Jason Garrett. Now, that's a galoot right there. He's a galoot.
Right.
Oh, hell.
Hey, speaking of ESPN affiliates, I know we've talked about the fan here in Columbus, WBNS FM. One of the co-hosts there on the show, Scott Torgerson's his name. They call him the Torg. It's the common man in the Torg, John.
Hey, that's clever. The Torg.
The Torg. Torgerson.
Honest to God, early. What? That sounds like a brand of, you know, a portable toilet.
Right.
You haven't shit till you shit on a Torg.
Well, check this out. This is why I love doing our show, because I don't care what anybody has to say or who's offended, or I don't have to apologize for anything. You know, if you don't like it, you don't have to listen. But Torgerson has been suspended indefinitely by the radio station, WBNS-FM.
Fired.
You know, this is the flagship station of the Ohio State Buckeyes, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they carry all the Ohio State, you know, football and basketball games and everything, and they have, you know, Urban Meyer's coaches shows on there and everything. Well, Torgerson was suspended indefinitely because he tweeted, you know the ESPN College Football Game Day show, right?
Right, yeah, right, right.
Desmond Howard's on that show.
Right. Former Michigan Wolverine is on.
Heisman Trophy winner, yes.
Right.
Torgerson tweeted over the weekend, he said,
I wish Howard would get fired or die so I could watch game day again.
Oops. You know, there's ways that you can get around getting in trouble for this here, Mr. Torgerson.
Oh, man. Well, the president, Dave Van Stone, the president and general manager of WBNS, confirmed that he's been suspended indefinitely. They closed his Twitter account. Kirk Herbstreit got all upset. You know, he... because Kirk made his broadcasting career start at BNS after he was done playing, before he went to ESPN. He criticized Torgerson, said it was disgusting, very sad, crossed a line. And then, of course, you know what Torgerson had to do.
He had to go back and say something else.
He had to apologize.
Oh, that's either Torg sorry. Right. Torg not mean tweet wrong thing.
Oh, my God.
Torg just want job back. Torg find home at what? Wife is at home with baby. Torg upset. Torg not want stay home. Torg not really want Desmond Howard die.
He says,
Torg want Howard Schnellenberger die.
I am very sorry for my remarks, especially to the Howard family. I have reached out to apologize personally to the Howard family, and hopefully they find it in their hearts to forgive me. I am overcome with regret for making a joke in such bad taste. To my family, coworkers, friends, and listeners, I hope they can forgive me and consider my body of work, not only on the air, but in the community over the last 6 years, and not my lapse of judgment last Saturday. I am truly sorry for my actions. You're only sorry because you got suspended.
Just remember Torg work at charity. Just remember Torg at Flowers for Cancer Walk. Torg not mean piss off Howard family. Could you imagine? Here comes Mo Howard at the door. What's the matter with you? You're talking about our cousin like that.
He's a palooka. He's a bum. That's right. He's a palooka.
Torg sorry. Torg a palooka. Torg palooka. Torg take one mini shot to head. Torg wish you consider Torg many days here in community.
Torg.
Torg not want you to see Torg in Torg's moment of weakness.
Torg, have you met Gork?
Torg and Gork like to have child. We call it Torgor.
Well, you just call it Torg.
Torgork. Torgork, more fun. Torgork, much more better to have on birth certificate. Torgork, palooka, and then last name.
Bang! Bang! Brandon Libby from Mount Ephraim, New Jersey. Actor and Philly fan stormer. What's a fan stormer?
We pump up the crowd, get the crowd excited about the game.
Wait a minute. Are you the guy in the Philly fan outfit?
No. The Philly fanatic is a near, dear friend of mine, but I am not him. But we hand out prizes, just keep people interested in the game, which, I mean, the team does, it speaks for itself, but we help out. Mm-hmm.
This year, the team didn't speak for itself quite as often
as it could have.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
And from defeat in the 2008 Super Bowl, this losing head coach threw a hissy fit and stalked off the field. Ranjan.
Who's Bill Belichick?
Correct.
Hi, this is Savannah Sampson from Vivid Pictures, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
LT, the Hall of Famer. Like you, I'm a clean living, hard-hitting, good old Southern boy trying to make it in the Big Apple. What was the secret to your success? Thanks in advance. Tim from the Meadowlands.
Oh.
Ah, Tim Tebow. Tim okay. Tebow.
They got a lot in common. Oh.
I would say he would have to, go to church, temple, wherever he goes, find a nice girl and get laid.
What?
I mean, marry her if he has to. Marry if he has to. But he got to get some of that pressure off him.
Right. There you go. That'll fix everything, Tim. Go get laid.
Yeah, it always helped me. I'm telling you what, there ain't nothing like better than chasing Joe Theismann around after you got laid the night before and did like 4 or 5 lines of cocaine over on the bench. Hell yeah, I'll tell you how to relax. I know a nice hotel that don't check no age, don't check no ID, nothing.
You get you 13-year-old girl up in there.
Yeah, just make sure you bring some Pokemon cards so you got a story.
That is sick.
You gotta get laid.
That is sick.
That's all Rex Ryan's looking for. He don't want no virgin playing quarterback.
Oh no.
Of course, you know, I guess Sanchez, yeah, he, I guess we could go ahead and chalk him off the virgin list.
Find a nice girl and get laid.
Right.
Yeah, find a nice girl. I don't even give a damn if she's a nice girl. I know plenty of girls that ain't nice. Here, here's my cousin Yolanda. She will turn things upside down for you, Mr. Tebow.
I mean, marry her if he has to.
Yeah, marry her if he has to.
He's got one, and he should marry her. If that's all it takes to get laid, shoot. Just don't sign a prenup. I mean, if that's what he's waiting for, his girlfriend is a piece. My wife is going to hit me in the head with... Next week, she's going to say a bunch of stuff for us. Maybe I'll get her to say that.
You keep saying that.
I'm serious. I will. But so we're always so full up of stuff.
I know.
and that's Big Bird's friend, Mr. Sirloff, Mr. Full Up of Stuff.
Oh, yeah. The Jets got the Patriots this week. Mm. That whole division.
Well, I'll tell you what.
John, the entire division is 3-3.
What the hell's up with that? I mean, the Jets, here I am last week saying that the Dolphins are going to kick their ass, which I still think is going to happen. But all of a sudden, Sean Green rolls last week over the Colts. What?
Well, it's Colts.
What? Well, I mean, yeah, I know it's the Colts, but the Colts beat the Packers the week before. You know, I mean, it's, everything's parity and everybody's got a chance. But they beat the crap out of the Colts, man. I mean, they just handled them like they were just yesterday's trash.
That looked like the Jets that we were supposed to see all year.
And that we saw in week one. So who the hell knows what's going on with that team? Right. I sure don't.
Well, we're going to find out this
Rex
week.
Ryan.
I think we're going to find out a lot about both of those teams this week.
So the Jets and the Patriots is this week? Is that some kind of a national game? I hope so.
I don't know if it's national. I just know I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the Patriots game last week.
Yeah, I did too. I'll tell you what, man. Those Seattle Seahawks... You know, they got that Cinderella spark at the moment.
Oh,
don't
dude,
you think?
And I loved it because, you know, that's all I heard. I got so much crap when Dallas went out there and got beat. Man, you lost to Seattle. You suck. Really? And I heard that from a couple of Packer fans who then got. And granted, the Packers got a little help from the ref. I know that. But still, they were right there in it. It wasn't like, you know, it was some sort of beatdown by Green Bay. And then New England goes out there and gets beaten. By the way, in the pick'ems, yes, I took Seattle. Thank you very much.
Hell, I'll tell you what, man. The Packers got some help from the refs the other night. Freaking all of a sudden, the refs start going in their favor. 6 touchdown passes.
Well, I give it up to Rodgers. He was on fire Sunday night.
I know. There was no refs that were going to give anybody 6 touchdown passes. I'm telling you what, man.
Have you seen these Seattle cornerbacks?
Yeah.
They're huge.
That defense is badass.
They are monsters. They're like 6'4". 225 pounds. They're the size of Calvin Johnson almost. I mean,
I know they're big as hell.
I've never seen cornerbacks that big before.
Pete Carroll's got something cooking up there, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, anyway, one of them is Richard Sherman, and this is great. He talked about beating the Pats, and listen to what he said to Tom Brady on the field.
They thought this was the greatest ball club to step on the earth. They're 3-3, 500. I don't know what great ball club is 3-3. We got great players. Me and Earl walked up to him, and we said, we're better than you. You're just a man. We're a team. We're a team. You're a single man. It's the Brady Bunch. This is the defense. You know, we got 11 players out there that play great ball. And, you know, we're never going to just let one man beat us.
It's the Brady Bunch, John.
It's the Brady Bunch. And here comes little Wes Welker at the bottom of the steps. He had a good game. Here's the story. A lovely
lady. Oh, you know what? Wait a minute. That reminds
me.
Hold on. I think I've still got. This has been a few years ago because it was. Man, Tom Brady, you know, he had that kid out of wedlock with that actress. What was her name?
Right, right. Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about. You know,
right,
and
right.
He was
out of wedlock.
Yeah, and you know, it was like it seemed like when we found out about it, he was already with Giselle when we found out about
the
girl being pregnant. Anyway, I don't know if you remember this or not.
Here's the story of a football family that you'll get when you nail a lot of girls. You can give your lady gold or some diamonds, but don't release your pearls. Here's the story of that Tom Brady who was busy giving every girl the bone. Then one of them said he'll be a father, but she was not alone. Then came one day when Tom Brady read the tabloids, and he knew too many tight ends had been touched. Now he's just months away from a football family, impregnated when they wrote the Brady junk. The Brady junk, Tom Brady spunk.
Oh!
They got laid and all knocked up by Brady spunk.
We're better than you. You're just a man.
Right.
Yeah, really. Here's the story. Going to Seattle and thinking you've got an easy fight. Those Seahawks are pretty bad and they kick your fat ass. So you can fly home all night.
I don't know what great ball club is 3-3.
Right.
That's right. Hey, you know what? Stephen Ridley shit the bed for me this week in the fantasy league. I lost all three of my games this week.
Yep.
I just had a bad week. I mean, this was my bye week for my quarterback. Drew Brees was on a bye, so I needed 1 week out of both my backup quarterbacks in my two keeper leagues, Andrew Luck and Sam Bradford, and both of them, Andrew Luck especially, just all over the bed. Thanks a lot, fellas. I needed 1 week, and this is the thanks I
get. Yeah, I went through the same thing. I needed Matt Schaub to have one decent game for me this week, and he couldn't do that.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't do
it. Nope. Let's see.
What are you going to do?
At the, man, did you see any of the Texas Tech West Virginia game on Saturday?
I watched some of the second half of it till it really got out of control. When it was 35-7, I just said that's the end of that.
Okay, you know, West Virginia is putting up ridiculous points. Their quarterback, Geno, he's a Heisman Trophy candidate. Their offense is just ridiculous. Well, they only scored 14 points against Texas Tech.
Oh, I know. It was a complete ass kicking.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I don't even care about that. Here's the best part. A fan ran on the field at this game. And he runs out there and he's going to start disrobing. Anyway,
disrobing?
You can't see anything. This is radio or internet, whatever. It's audio, but we have the radio call from Texas Tech from the Texas Tech radio network. And he's basically doing play-by-play of this fan running out on the field.
Here we go. They're going to wildcat formation. Direct snap back to Eric Stevens. But we've got a fan who's just run onto the field. There's a fan on the field with no shirt on and jeans. And, my goodness, he's going out to midfield. And he takes his belt off, throws his belt down. And now, folks, I'm just announcing what I'm seeing. He's taking his pants off. And he's got a long pair of boxer shorts underneath, and now security's going to come after him. He takes his pants off, and now he's going to start to run. The cops are after him, and they get him at the 36-yard line.
At the 36-yard line, they got him. It was like a play going on the field. He throws his belt. He's taking his jeans. He's got long boxer shorts on, John.
Looks like a bit of a plaid pattern there, Biff. And there he goes. He's got him off. And look, he's off and running. The cops are after him. His dick is swinging back and forth. Looks like he might have tripped over his balls a little bit there. Got a little cop. And he's down. Look at that one. Cop's got a face full of ass. This is not going to be pretty on the Jumbotron.
Holy moly.
Holy moly. He's got one on the left side.
Dick Wood.
He's masturbating on the mascot. Somebody call the police. This is not funny anymore.
He's a palooka.
Yeah.
He's cutting onto the field, Tom. He looks like a swarthy Italian gentleman, possibly a little bit too much beer. There he goes. He's got the pants off. You can see down there he's rubbing his shirt in between his thigh and his taint there right there. He's doing a little dance for the people out on the field. Ed Hockley's trying to grab him from behind. It's not working. Looks like he's a bit greased up there, Tom. Holy smokes.
So who's Washington playing this week?
The Giants.
Oh, that's right. Oh, Redskins, Giants. Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to see if OCU Mignore can keep his mouth shut about saying Bob Griffin. And Jason Pierre-Paul was running his mouth today saying that, he better stay over on the other side if he thinks he's going to run.
Well, I have no doubt Cam Newton will run for 150 and a couple of touchdowns. He'll throw for a couple hundred yards and a couple touchdowns because the Panthers are playing the Cowboys. So,
right. Well, they're coming off a bye. You never lose when you're coming off a bye. Oh, I'm sorry.
What? Wait a minute. What was that you said about John?
He's a palooka.
Right. Yeah.
He's a mug. That's what I say. He's a mug.
All right. Okay, Skip and Stephen A. Skip, oh my God. Stephen A. was so riled up.
Really?
He was so upset because he's a Yankee fan.
Of course he's a Yankee fan. Is there any bandwagon team he's not a fan of?
No, he's a New York guy. He is.
Whatever. Okay, so he's a Cowboy fan and a Yankee fan.
No, Stephen A. I'm talking about Stephen A.
Oh, Stephen A. Smith. I thought he was a Philadelphia guy.
No, I mean, he talks about Philly, but no, he is a New York guy. He likes the Yankees. He doesn't like the Mets. He likes the Giants. Or is it the Jets? The Jets or Giants?
The Jets. Well, he does the Jets show. I don't know which one. He wants to vomit if the Jets are playing bad.
Yeah, he goes to Jets games. I know that.
Right.
He does go to Jets games.
The New York stinking Jets!
Right.
Right, but if you go to Jets games, don't you think that there's a potential chance that you might accidentally think you're going to a Giants game and you just get there on the off week?
Right.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, so here he is. He's just all upset about the Yankees.
Yankees are done. I don't think that they will get swept, but I will openly admit to you that this is an emotional decision, and don't you dare smile and laugh at me. This is very serious to me, Skip. This is not
very
funny.
Serious.
It is a travesty. What is happening to the New York Yankees here? I mean, you
travesty?
Talk about... Did I stutter? Did I stutter?
Yeah,
Skip?
Yes, you did.
Let me tell you something right now. Did I stutter?
Yes, you stuttered all over that.
Do I sound like I got a speech impediment? Are you trying to kill? Are you kidding me?
No. Wait,
you passed up. We didn't talk about... Did I stutter? I can't believe it.
He sounds like you're pouring a soda out too fast.
It is a travesty.
Right.
A travesty. Yes. Did I over enunciate? Hell yes.
All right, Terry, we'll continue with this.
Tell you something right now. You're starting to tick me up because this is funny to you. This is not funny to me, Skip. You know how I am about my New York gig. You stop it. You stop it right now. Let me tell you something, America.
He sounds like he's arguing with his wife.
These are not the New York Yankees. God rest his soul, George Steinbrenner is not around. I personally want to apologize to the city of New York, the New York tri-state area, and the Yankee fans around the globe for the atrocity that we have witnessed. I'm going to Detroit for their game tomorrow night. I'm telling you right now, I'm so ticked off, I can't believe this.
Wow.
I gotta tell you, dude, only Yankee fans can be so full of themselves that this is how they act when their team isn't doing so well in the championship series.
Oh, I know.
Jesus Christ.
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
Oh, yeah.
Bad as Bostonites. I'm going to apologize, Tom, for everybody in New York. The New York stick up. Did I stutter?
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
All right, let's see.
Stop it.
Now he's going to go off on A-Rod.
Don't even get me started with A-Rod. This dude right here, 130 batting average, 3-for-23, just horrible. 12 strikeouts, just an abomination. And I'm disgusted. And wipe that smile off your face. It's not funny, Skip. It's not funny. It's not funny.
It is.
Carrie, tell me when he's finished.
He said it's a travesty.
Tell me when he's finished.
In short,
what?
It's a travesty. He's done.
Is he done?
He drops the mic.
You mean the floor is mine?
The floor is yours.
You know how much sympathy I have for you and your
none,
New York game.
None.
Less than that much. Less than that. You have. Whoa. Hold
Oklahoma
on. Hold on.
Oh,
I live there, but I don't love the New York game.
I'm glad you admitted it finally. You turncoat.
Yeah.
You turncoat.
I don't even get to. I'm
they shouldn't even let you in the streets.
Whoa. You have 27 world championships to your credit. And you're calling this a travesty? What happened to the Chargers in the second half last night was a travesty. What happened to the University of Man. Texas in the first half on Saturday was a travesty thanks to my Sooners. Boomer Sooner. Yeah.
It is a travesty.
Hey. Yeah. I did like.
Hey, leave them alone.
It sounds like the Three Stooges.
It does.
When they get to go. You should throw some smack sounds and bonk sounds in there when they're both stuttering at each other.
I did like that Skip got that in. He said, what happened to the San Diego Chargers in the second half Monday night was a travesty.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you what, man. I'll tell you, I got a new television, and I love watching my new television because I can see behind Peyton Manning as he's destroying the Chargers in the second half, Norv Turner standing on the sidelines with that look on his face. That Norv look.
Yep.
Oh, all you friends out there in San Diego, don't say that I didn't warn you. You should have bought your cans of Norv away.
You got the
You didn't
Norv.
Get it fast
we've been,
enough.
We've been talking about this for years. Hey, what do you mean don't say Everybody. We didn't warn them? We don't have to. They've known for years now.
I warned them soon as they hired.
Yep.
Remember I put the I put that cartoon out with Marty throwing the flag on the field with the 24 parody. I warned them then.
I know it.
And now you can't fire him because he's such a nice guy. I mean, gosh, fellas, you know, what? We got to go back and watch the game film. Everybody's got to get better all the way across the board. Good times, offense, defense, special teams. Everybody's got to go outside, watch film, see what happened, and go try to get back.
That's just about exactly what he said yesterday.
It's what he says every time.
And he said the week before and the week before that. Yeah, pretty much, word for word.
That's pretty much that's how it goes. You got to look back, everybody. Now, I understand everybody's got questions. We're going to check game film and just find out what's happening and gonna get Philip maybe dumb things down for his big, stupid country ass. Or, you know.
Peyton Manning. He's still Peyton Manning, isn't he? Wow.
Well, you know what? It helps Peyton Manning when his defense takes back how many picks for touchdowns? I think they got two.
Well, yeah, but still, they were down 24-0. But Manning was amazing, man. Manning,
I know
what
was
he? 15 out of 16 for 160 yards and three touchdowns in the second half.
He was outstanding. He was absolutely outstanding. Tom, you know, I was talking to some Bronco fans that were have been Bronco fans for 49 years, and this year well, they'll be 50. And they were saying he was awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Going to games for 49 years after this year, it'd be 50.
Right.
There you go. Ah, dang. You know what? I'll tell you what. I guarantee you the Romney campaign looked around when they heard that and they went, hey, who's this genius?
God, did you see that debate? Did you catch the debate Tuesday night? Wait, did you see the debate Tuesday night?
Yeah, I watched
it. Oh, my God. I don't want to get into it. We don't have time, but wow.
Nope.
I learned. Really. I mean, it was just pathetic. It was entertaining.
They should just start doing pro wrestling.
I just wish he'd just say it like it is. Instead, like there were times when Obama would go, Mitt, that's just not true. I wish he'd go, Mitt, you're a fucking liar. And I wish Mitt would say same thing.
This is the thing, man. We talk about this on pregame shows and postgame shows. The way that they talk for grandma that's not watching the day.
Right.
But you know what? They've got to appeal to voters.
Oh, wait. We have a breaking news here from an announcer.
Michael Vick, another fumble.
Oh, that's wow.
Somebody go get me a goddamn linebacker so we can stop Michael Vick from having a fumble. This is all my fault. How stupid must I be? It wouldn't surprise me if I got fired this week. You know, I'm a lousy defensive coordinator. Look how many times Michael Vick turns over the football.
All right.
It's all my fault.
Here's, we're going to get back to Stephen A. and Skip. Here's Skip's going to mock Stephen A. now.
This is the worst thing that's ever happened in the history of civilization, that the Yankees are about to get swept by the Tigers because they have eight players.
I didn't say swept.
I said swept. I'm going to swept. At least I'm rooting for it because you have eight players who are 37 or older. Swept. 37 or older? What are you doing? You're hanging on to the past. You lost your cap. Captain, God bless him with his ankle injury. You're done. God You're out. Him. You got three players over 40. What are you doing living in the past? You need to get with the future and join the Mets tradition now.
The Mets?
Yes.
Did you just say the Mets?
Yeah, you
the Mets? Did you just say the Mets? Oh, I just throw this one on you. How could you even bring up the Mets in the same conversation?
I'm a blasphemous. Mets fan. I'm declaring myself a Mets fan.
Wow. Oh, my.
He's having a conniption. He came running out of the other room. I'm telling you what they do. They argue like a married couple. Look, I'm not going to sit here and try to sugarcoat everything. I'm married. We have arguments. You ever have those arguments where you slam a door and then you hear her say something, you open the door, you come running back out. The Mets? Did you just say the Mets?
Right.
It's like that.
Oh,
I can't believe you just said the Mets.
Oh, fuck, don't you dare.
Right.
Right, he got his finger up. Don't you dare.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
what?
This is the biggest thing in the whole the history of Western civilization.
This is not funny.
No, it isn't. Yeah, it is.
Oh, I think it's a riot.
Yeah, it's a riot.
It's an abomination.
Abomination.
It's an abomination. It's a monster, Tom. It's a monster.
You are thick.
Okay, now let's see. Here's wait a minute. I got one more clip here. I lost it. Hold on. I got it. Here it comes. Stephen says, and you know, it's funny because he does this to Dallas. He does the same thing to my Cowboys. He says everybody's rooting against the Yankees.
It's so many people out there. You just root for the Yankees to fail. You just root for them. This is the, come on, this is the, what is this?
Right.
Look, Alex Rodriguez, Nick Switzer, Robinson Cano. I mean, what, Curtis Granderson? Who would have thought that these four guys would be so awful? Awful. Awful.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
How could you love this?
This is my greatest moment in the history of this show. Watching you die over there about your New York Yankees.
Oh, God. Uh-oh. You better suspend Skip indefinitely. He said this is his greatest moment, watching him die over there.
Uh-oh. That's right. That's terrible. Him skipping the Torg, coming to you live on the internet.
Oh.
Hey, wait a minute. That's where we are.
Torg loves Skip.
I forgot what I was going to say. I had something to say about that clip. I forgot what it was.
Torg loves Skip.
You're really going to take the position that you would rather have raw carrots playing quarterback than Tony Romo.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh. What's your feeling on Tim Tebow?
Yeah, at least I didn't hear. I haven't heard him talk about Tebow the last couple of days, thank God.
Play that last clip again.
There's so many people out there. You just root for the Yankees to fail. You just root
right,
for them.
There
this
we
is
go.
The, come on. This is the, what is this? Look, Alex Rodriguez, Nick Switzer, Robinson Cano. I mean, what? Curtis Granderson? Who would have thought that these four guys would be so awful? Awful.
Here's the problem.
Awful.
Awful.
Right, that's good. That's
awful,
good.
Awful.
Awful, awful. But here's the problem. What Yankee fans like him don't understand, you just want to hate on the Yankees because you just hate the Yankees. And you know why we hate the Yankees? Because you say that we wouldn't even have thought that Rodriguez and Granderson would have such a bad series. But the problem is that none of us would have ever thought they would always be on the same fucking team. You buy every fucking superstar that comes up the goddamn road. So when you lose, we love it, you bunch of spoiled pricks.
His name is A-Rod.
There!
And he is a god.
Yeah!
He makes a big wad playing baseball for the Yankee squad.
This Yankee squad. I love that. The Yankee squad. He makes a ton of money playing for this Yankee squad.
The Yankee.
Oh, see,
his name is A-Rod. He sits on the bench because ever since they cracked down on steroids, A-Rod ain't shit. And that's a fact. And any of you goddamn bandwagon Yankee fans want to argue with me, you go find the goddamn day that he admitted he took steroids and watch his production from that moment on. It's a steady downhill climb.
He's a palooka.
Right. That's right. You know what? I'm not a bitter Oriole fan because my Orioles gave me the greatest summer I could remember in the last 20 years.
You know what? You can say all that you want. I'm not happy about what happened to the Cincinnati Reds. You win the first two on the friggin' road. You haven't won a home playoff game in 17 years. You have this kind of season. I can't remember the last time they lost three games in a row all year, let alone at home. You can't win one friggin' home playoff game.
That's right.
That's right.
And you know what?
John, you know, this is very serious to me. This is my Cincinnati Reds. Don't you dare.
It is a travesty. Did I stutter?
Right.
That's right. Boy, and I tell you, and the Nationals, they needed one strike twice and couldn't get it. They blew a 6-0 lead.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
But really, you know, because I know a lot of Yankee fans are so full of themselves that they're sitting there thinking, oh, Bang's an Oriole fan, so he's pissed off. I'm not, really. I'm not. It's not a matter of that, because I feel like this about the Yankees, whether my Orioles are 100-game losers or 93-game winners. It doesn't matter. That's why we hate your Yankees, Stephen A. Smith. That's why.
Because you buy everything. Exactly. It's not a
level.
You
buy it all.
And, you know, and I am disappointed about the Reds. I don't even start watching baseball till August, if it's worth watching, if at all, you know. Right. But this year I did.
I watch it all year.
I watched quite a few Reds games this year, especially down the stretch there. I watched all the playoff games, and it was disappointing. But at the same time, it's not, you know, it's not like I'm all broke up like I would be if the Cowboys lost a playoff game. I'd like to see them get to a playoff game. But it's because it's such an unlevel playing field. It's like it's not legitimate to me anymore, you know?
Well, yeah, but you're at least in the National League where you don't have that one club that's just tipping it all.
Well, no,
down
the Phillies do it too.
Okay, all right, you got a point there. Yeah, the Phillies do. The Phillies do. And I mean, you know, everybody brings in their free agents, and I got no problem with that. It's just that when the Yankees, who do have a good farm system too, they do produce their own players, but when they say, you know what, we need an ace. Hey, CC Sabathia, how much money is it going to take to pry you away from Cleveland? You know, when we need a first baseman, hey, Mark Teixeira, how much you want? How much is Baltimore offering you? Oh, well, we'll give them 10 times that. Come on over.
Well, they just buy whatever the hell they need. You look at the Indians. They suck. They had CC Sabathia. Wins a Cy Young. Gone. Trade him. Got nothing. What's his face? Who's in Philly? Won the Cy Young after that. Gone from Cleveland. You know? What was it? What's his name? Mm-hmm. Him.
Yeah.
Him. Yeah, you know, he went to Philly.
Right.
Right. The two Cy Young Award winners in Cleveland, and they just throw them away. You know, send them off to the rich teams.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right, but at the same time,
not that I like Cleveland. I don't care, but that's what I mean. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, Sports Illustrated said the O's were going to lose 100 games this year. They won 93. I'm happy as can be. They went ice cold in the last 2 weeks, but hey, man. I love it.
Hey, John.
I'd like to be still playing, but so
John,
we got to move
this
on.
This is not a baseball show, man.
I know. You're right. I know. You're right. But once a year.
Quickly, though, baseball. Or, I mean, baseball. Email.
Oh, okay. Email. Let's see here. Oh, I guess I got to pull them up here real quick. All right, old friend Josh Wells writes in, hey, John and Tom, my Panthers were thankfully on a bye, so I watched some other games this week, including the Chiefs and Bucks. That game was so strange, Tom. Did you watch that game?
I had a Garo
Yepremian style play in the end zone. The punter got the punt blocked. Chiefs punter got the punt blocked. Wait a minute. Who was it? Right? The Bucks punter got the punt blocked. I don't know. Whichever one. Punt blocked. Dude catches the ball. The punter catches the ball, tries to run to the outside and throw it. Of course, you know how that's going to go. It goes right to the Chief, who runs it right into the end zone from 3 yards out. All right. They had another play that was just a really strange tip ball that went for a touchdown. That was a fun game to watch. Anyway, so Josh Wells watched that game, and he was hoping the Bucs would lose. It didn't happen, but he noticed that Romeo Crennel's Chiefs and Romeo Crennel's Browns are very similar.
Oh, yeah.
Brady Quinn was on both, and they both suck. Well, now I've read that Brady Quinn and Matt Cassel are even Steven for this week. Who knows who's going to start? So if you've got them in your fantasy league, it doesn't matter what the hell you're doing. You suck.
Yeah, I mean, if either one of those guys is on your team, you're already looking ahead to next year.
All right, our young friend Colin up there in Philadelphia. Hey, you know, guys, you guys know it would be cool if you guys bring back the FU of the
week. What is he going to do? Email us every friggin' week.
He emails me like six times.
Yeah, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
During the game, he emails.
Hold on. We got another announcement here.
Second interception of the day for Michael Vick.
It just keeps happening, you know? It's like,
Jesus. I'm sorry, Andy. My fault entirely. Sorry over there. Yeah, I see that Michael Vick's got another interception. Let me put my defense back out on the field. I'm sorry. That was my fault. My bad.
Oh, so what's Colin have to say this week?
Hey, you guys, you know, it would be cool if you bring back the FU of the week. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I had to think about it. See, this is what happens, man. Young guys like him that sit around not doing their homework, they listen to back issues of the show.
That's great.
Right, back at so the FU of the week, that's a pretty good idea. It seems like nowadays where everyone deserves an FU, this would be a great time to bring it back. So if you had to think real quick, who's your FU this week?
Whoever fired Juan Castilla.
That would be Andy Reid. That's your FU of the week, whoever fired Juan Castilla.
Yeah, fuck you, man. Why don't you be held accountable yourself?
Let's see. My FU of the week would have to be... Hell, I don't even know. I haven't even thought about my FU of the week. So I would have to just say, go ahead and say the Dallas Cowboys. That's pretty good. Yeah, why not? FU to the San Francisco 49ers for not even bothering to show up for the Giants. Although... Did you see what happened while the Giants were out in San Francisco playing that game? Somebody broke into the players' lot and broke into all their cars.
Yeah. I could give one to Tom Brady.
He earned what he got. He earned what he got.
Cincinnati deserves one for losing to the Browns.
I'm going to give mine to Andrew Luck, who decided that this week against the Jets, he was really going to sh the bed, and my fantasy team sucked. So F you to Andrew Luck. You better do better in the future because it's a keeper league.
Oh, well, if it's a personal issue, then I'll give mine to Matt Schaub.
For any reason you want. You know, this was an off-the-cuff F you of the week. It doesn't have to make sense.
All right.
I'm sure that Colin will write us and tell you, you know, who he thinks.
Dan Bailey. I can give one to Dan Bailey, our kicker.
If you to the Lions defense for constantly making Michael Vick fumble, because, you know, it's my fault.
All right, old friend Louis Cipher writes in, gents. He calls us gents. That's kind of faggy. May I suggest renaming the donation to Tom? May I suggest renaming the donation button to the John and Tom Butt Chugging Fund? a catchy name could generate more revenue. I don't know that I want that kind of money. Who knows what people are going to be putting their money in?
Hey, John, come on. All money's dirty. Just give it to us.
Yeah, all right, that's cool. Yeah, all right. So donate to the John and Tom Butt Chugging Fund. You never know when one of us is going to slip into an enema alcohol induced coma.
Alcohol enema.
Right.
Enema alcohol.
This just in, Michael Vick has turned the ball over again. LOSERS Eagles.
Michael Vick, another fumble.
dear old friend Richard Burton, calling in from Indianapolis, whose team shit the bed this week and earned my FU of the week for Andrew Luck. Dear Tom and John, or is it John and Tom? It is John and Tom. We go by alphabet here. I would believe. I don't know who it is. Richard in Indianapolis here. With all due respect, your recent episode with the pumpkin-picking peacock was not the funniest of all time. It was good, but nothing is ever going to beat Ray Lewis's speech in Little Brown Lewis. Sincerely, Richard in Indianapolis.
At all! At all! I could have gone pumpkin-picking!
That was pretty good, man.
Maybe it's just me, but every time Tim Tebow says Jesus Christ, I'm reminded of Mr. Slave from South Park. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right, from the Facebook page.
Jesus Christ.
From the Facebook page, let's see. Andrew Saltwimmer. Finally a week where you can't make fun of the Browns. A new win, a new owner, and we finally fired the effing walrus from Seattle.
Yeah, I saw that. Right. Holmgren's out.
Yeah.
Got a new owner.
Holmgren is out.
Yep.
That's it. Weldon J. Wierick IV. There you go. That dude's got some lineage there. Virginia Tech takes down the mighty Duke. We have Clemson this week, so I got to be hyped to be between the 5-2 juggernaut.
Wait.
So there you
go. What's his name?
Virginia Tech.
What's his name?
Weldon J. Wierick IV.
Weldon, I got some advice for you.
Find a nice girl and get laid.
Right.
Well, he says his nickname is Mongo, and we didn't mention Mongo last week, and Mongo died.
Mongo, yeah, Mongo died.
Mongo died.
Don't shoot him. You'll only make him mad.
Yeah, Mongo likes Sheriff Bart.
And Mongo's that's Papadopoulos. What was his name? George Papadopoulos? On Webster?
Alex Karras. Yeah, George. I never saw Webster.
Yeah, he was, the butler or whatever?
Yeah, or the dad? No, he was
the dad.
Father.
Yeah, the dad.
But I honestly have never even seen an episode.
I don't know if I've caught a clip or two, but I don't think I've ever seen an entire episode. But no, Mongo's his greatest role ever.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mongo. It's not even up for debate, Mongo.
Right, exactly.
You can see him. See, what's that guy, James Lipton, took? When you were playing Mongo, what was it that went through your enormous head? All right, moving along. Oh, God.
Hey, where Brandon are the white Fisher. Women at?
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Right.
There we go. I'm telling you what, man, that's one of my all-time favorite movies ever.
That is my wife's all-time. My wife, well, if that was the only movie she could ever watch, if it was one movie she could ever watch for the rest of her life, that would be it.
Oh, dude, no matter where and when it's on, whenever you see it, you got to stop. Even if it's all sliced up and they cut the cuss words out of it, you still got to stop. My favorite part of that movie is the governor with his pants down. Oh, shoot. We could talk about it all night. Anyway, Brandon Fisher puts on the Facebook page, A-Rod hits on a swimsuit model during the baseball game, and the New York media isn't pleased. I didn't notice that. And he says, apparently, Hulk Hogan has a sex tape with his best friend's now ex-wife.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
Oh my God. I want to see that. Somebody says Hulk Hogan has a sex tape. You want to go watch it?
What's oh, my God. You got to see it. No. Listen.
Did you stutter?
Hold it, John. Listen to me. You don't see anything really. I mean, the only sex you see is her on top of him, but it's only because it's all cut up. It jumps from spot to spot to spot. It's the things he said. It's the afterwards where he's sitting on the side of the bed talking to her, and he talks about how much he just ate and how he feels like a pig, and he's like, "You're pretty cool, thanks a lot." You know, just like this. And it's the wife of his friend, the radio DJ Bubba the Love Sponge.
Oh, it yes. is. Well, goddamn, if you go calling yourself Bubba the Love Sponge, you're just gonna know you're gonna marry a whore. Who's gonna respect Mrs. Love Sponge?
But Bubba and Hogan are great friends. See, and Bubba,
I'd like to introduce you to my wife, Melody Love Sponge.
Yeah, well, Bubba, Bubba loves Hogan so much he wanted Hogan to have sex with his wife, and his wife used to be a stripper. They're now divorced. They've been divorced, but the whole thing, I don't know. It seems like a setup, like they did it on purpose. But now Hogan's suing him and Gawker for showing the video. Yeah, you can go to Gawker. You probably don't know if they still have it up on Gawker.com or not. If you go to theblitz.com, the radio station where I produce the morning show, we got it over there.
I'm telling you what, Bubba the Love Sponge has a relationship with a stripper. Imagine
I know,
that.
Right?
Introducing, these goes to like some big high-wig party on New Year's Eve. Presenting Mr. and Mrs. Love Sponge.
You got any more email?
Let's see. Who we got here? TJ Puka, Andy Reid fires Juan Castillo for ordering tacos instead of chimichangas. Diamond Joe says Chiefs trying to trade Dwayne Bowe to the Dolphins. Ooh. Really? Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't know about that.
I haven't heard anything about that. Brett Maloney says, one time I saw a raccoon sleeping on the side of the road, so I tried to pet it, but when I got a little closer, I realized it was actually just a small bag of trash. Not a very good show topic, but I figured I'd share.
What the hell was that?
John Tilliard, our friend over there in Northern England, wants to know, how does the Bucks wide receiver Tyquan Underwood get his helmet on with that hair? Dude, have you seen him? He's got the kid and play hair.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? The kid and play hair has finally come back in fashion. Am I that old?
He's a palooka.
He's got the mile high Philly. Oh, hell. And Joe Sturr reminds us that Joe Banner is now the Browns' new vice president. Yes. I understand you've got staph infection here in the whirlpool. That's simply too many things. Just pull it with water, please. We're not paying to keep the bacteria alive. How's the trophy case looking? Good and empty? Good, good, good.
He's used to it.
Yeah, he's ready for it. He's ready for it. All right, that's all I got for this week.
All right, bcrh-forums.net for the message board. Don't forget the Facebook page. Anything else?
Bang Cartoon Radio Hour on the Facebook page. Hit the donation button.
Please. Yeah,
hit the donation button. That would be really nice. Right.
And we'll do it again next week.
Later.
Visit bangcartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
Bangcartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
I'm getting strawberry notes.
And a flutter of sweetness.
Without adding sugar. Clever.
It is. Yazookis uses a lactose-reduced milk that enhances flavor without adding sugar or artificial sweeteners.
Mmm, milky deliciousness.
And packed full of goodness.
Very clever.
Strawberry Yazookis supports change for life.
Yazoo, shake it up!
Contains naturally occurring sugars. Milk is a source of calcium, which is needed for the maintenance of normal bones.